Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
Toby Keith's going to be in later. We're very excited about that. Something we didn't get to yesterday, so I want to get to it to start the show here today, is Lunchbox had started being angry about his wife. I know most of the time we come on Friday and do news, but this was the news I didn't get to yesterday that I want to talk about here. So we were on vacation for about 2 weeks. We came back yesterday for the first time, and Lunch like, my wife ruined New Year's. And I said, we'll get to it in a little bit. We never got to it, but now I'd like to get to it. So how did your wife ruin New Year's?
It was about 3 p.m. on New Year's Eve, and she was like, man, I'm starting to not feel good. I got, my body hurts. I think I got a fever. My throat is killing me. And she goes and look, and she has white all in her throat. Ooh. And she's like, I got to go lay down.
It sounds like New Year's was ruined for her by illness.
And so she went and laid down, and she took like a 3-hour nap, got up, and was like, I just feel terrible. I am so cold. I can't get warm. And she has sweatshirt on, like sweatpants. And at 8 p.m., she's like, I got to go to bed. I just don't feel right. And so come New Year's, you know, at midnight, I'm just there and there's no one to make out with. There's no one to get, you know, ring in.
So she didn't ruin New Year's. Some situation.
But yeah, she did it by getting sick. So I didn't get to ring in the New Year's with a makeout.
Makes no sense.
I did not think that's what this was.
Okay. 11, you know what I mean?
About like, to say, so he made out with...
No, so 2024 is just like a dry spell. Like it's just like, wow, okay,
so this whole year is going to be bad because of that.
Yeah, it's like a bad sign.
I was sick.
Did you kiss your wife?
I was so sick. I think she woke me up and said, hey, we should kiss right at New Year's just because it's like 5 years in a row.
Yep, see?
Is that a thing? You just kiss?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a thing, but...
Well, you're not supposed to just kiss.
But
that's
she
was
taking care of me. Yes, what?
You are.
Yes, you, what?
At midnight, you don't... it's supposed to be a kiss.
Yeah, and then at 12:30, guess what it's supposed to be?
More than a kiss?
Yep.
Okay. Oh. Depending on...
Not saying you're wrong, but definitely not right. Okay, that's your story. Well, we can still go around the room then. There's, I don't think... Is there more you want to say about this?
Yeah, so she's been sick since then. Like, she's had to go to the...
She's still running New Year's for you right now?
Yeah, she had to go to urgent care. Oh, she got on antibiotics and...
How selfish.
She just is out of control.
But she tested negative for strep and negative for COVID, negative for flu. But
check RSV?
She got something. I mean...
Yeah, the RSVP is going around, man.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't say you're coming to get sick, then you don't get to go.
Yeah, so RSVP. Happy New Year. Yay.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. Well, then let's just check in with the room then. Eddie did something kind of weird. I liked it, but he sent me a picture of my old house. The first house I ever bought in Austin. I remember being so nervous because I didn't know how to buy a house. I went to our station general manager named Dusty Black for like father advice because I didn't have a dad. And I was like, I need to buy a house. And it's weird to go to somebody that you just work with.
Yeah.
But I really liked Dusty. I said, how do I do it? So I went to my first house ever, and Eddie took a picture of it and sent it to me when you were in Austin.
Well, we went to Austin, and we had all the kids, and my wife and I thought it'd be really cool to drive around and visit all the houses that we lived in, when like our apartment complex, the first time we moved to Austin, and then the house we moved in after we got married, and then the house like right down the street from your old house. And so I just got out, took pictures of these houses, and I don't know. I posted online. I got
all of
some.
Yours?
Yeah, dude.
That's kind of weird.
I posted online, and then Mike D made fun of me, and then everyone jumped on that too, saying that is kind of weird. You know,
that you're posting
pictures
online.
Well, I don't think it's weird
to post old houses that you lived
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're because giving it just someone's address.
It's just like
there was no address, and you can find that on Zillow.
But they
What's
don't know it's your. I agree. It's not illegal.
It's
I'm
weird.
Not mad at you. It's kind of weird though.
Now I'll tell you what I thought about doing. I went to your old house. I thought I'd knock on the door and be like, do you know who used to live
that
here?
That would be hilarious.
You have no idea. I bet they had no clue that Bobby Bones used to live there.
I bet they have no clue who Bobby Bones is, yeah, if you want to know.
Maybe.
That's fun, though. I did see that you said your kids were loving the stories, and I thought to myself, there's no way his kids thought this was interesting.
They did.
I'm interested by it, and I think as adults, but there's no way. Your four boys, maybe one at a time.
What did they do to indicate that they were loving it?
Yeah.
They kept asking more questions about it.
No, that's...
To me, that's the number one indication like, that they're into it.
When can we go to Sonic? That's probably what they were saying.
When are we leaving?
Yes. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that
that's
was good. Fun.
That's fun. Amy, I know I'm just kind of throwing this on you guys, and we didn't talk about... We usually do the news in this segment, but that thing you saw on the internet that you said was the cutest, sweetest thing you saw on the internet?
Oh, yeah. So it's in Japan, and it's this restaurant that hires patients with or elderly people with dementia, and they are the servers. No. And so part of the experience...
That's not good.
They're not going to remember the order.
Well, yeah, that's what
that's
it is.
Part of the experience. So first of all, it's really good for the elderly to like have this type of interaction. And there are servers that sort of, you know, escort them at times, but you may get the wrong order. You may get...
How is that fun?
Dick's in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's great.
And they were just mean to you. That's the whole point of Dick's.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You go and the whole vibe is they're mean to you. This sounds like you go, but you know. But also you're doing like a good thing that they may screw up your order.
Yeah, it's literally part of the experience. And it's called Cafe of Mistaken Order. I just thought it was really cute.
It is.
They find
it
a way
a novel
to,
way
yeah.
to get people to go and help folks at the same time.
So, mm-hmm. But you know that going to the restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you didn't, then that's...
Like,
oh,
yeah.
That would be me.
Give them a worse tip because you get the wrong food.
That'd be me.
Yeah, they had video and it just was. It was like the cutest, most sweetest thing I saw on the internet yesterday.
The waiter three times, hey, can I take your order? Wait, buddy.
I just gave it to you.
But then you know. But I like, if you know going into it, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I love that idea. And then I guess something I was going to talk about was, so Zach Brown got divorced.
Yeah.
I didn't know he got married. He was married for 4 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
The big headline was Zach Brown separates from wife Kelly Yadzi after 4 months of marriage. It's from TMZ. So, you know, stuff happens. I have no idea. I like Zach. Zach's always been super, super kind to me. I don't really know Zach that well, but any time we've spent together, even outside of the show, has been fine, good. But I didn't know. I mean, I didn't think it deserved a headline because I didn't know he got married. I'd have been more surprised by Zach Brown gets married. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Zach Brown gets divorced. So he was married for 12 years before, has 5 kids. They did not have any kids together. They were only married for 4 months. But do you know anything about it?
No, that's all it said is they just decided she scrubbed her Instagram of all pictures. And then the next day, the statement came out. And I'm like, what can go so bad in 4 months?
Or it's you don't really know them that well. Like, you get married quick. I don't know how quickly they even got married.
Yeah,
or you get married pretty quickly. And it's not that it goes so bad, but you probably learn some new things pretty quickly that you didn't know that would have kept you from getting married.
Mm. Oh, it says here they wish each other the best.
Well, then there you go. Let's move on.
Great. Exactly.
Let's move on, baby. All right. Thank you. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Me too.
I mean,
Toby Keith's going to be in. And we love Toby Keith. We love Toby. He's been battling cancer. Still sick, but did the shows in Vegas. So, all right. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. Is there a nice way to tell someone they have bad breath? My husband's a smoker, which is a huge sore spot for me. As I made it clear when we first started dating, that was a deal breaker. Lately, I can smell it on his breath and it just smells rotten. He does carry mints with him, but you can smell through the mints. We don't have intimacy problems. I guess he brushes his teeth, but more regularly, it's been torture when we're just having a conversation. Is there a nice way to say eat a mint, brush your teeth? This could also go for strangers or coworkers, but for me, it's killing the home vibe. Suggestions? Signed, holding my breath. So she doesn't have a deal breaker that's smoking because the deal wasn't broken by the smoking. So let's just address that. That's not a deal breaker because you're with them, even though that was a deal breaker.
I was thinking deal breaker, but
yeah. So two, you just have to tell them. It's your husband. You should be able just to go, hey, it smells terrible. You shouldn't come around me with your breath smelling like this. I already don't like it.
Or anybody,
I don't care about anybody.
Well, she just said she cares about him. She doesn't want him to be talking to people at work. And
mostly she cares about herself, though.
Okay, well.
She's the one that smells it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would just say, like, my wife and I have a good relationship in the way of in this way of she just says stuff to me. Because I'm like, I would rather it just be said and have my feelings hurt so I can get through it quicker. Sometimes I'll recoil. Sometimes I'll react. But I would rather you just say it to me so I can try to make it better, even if it hurts my feelings.
Absolutely.
And that's even easy to say. Sometimes it hurts. But I think you just have to tell them. I don't like you smoking anyway. When you smell like smoke, it reminds me I didn't like you smoking to begin with. And it also stinks. It's like a double hit. So I need you to do a better job of making sure when you get around me that you're brushing your teeth. Because otherwise, it puts me in a bad mood. Not just because I'm smelling your breath, but because you're doing something you said you weren't going to do.
Mm-hmm. And I think people like the heads up. Like, oh, thanks for the heads up. I didn't realize my breath smelled like that. I smoke, but I didn't realize my breath smelled.
He probably knows.
Yeah.
Oh, he does? Okay.
What would you say differently or the same?
Man, I definitely want him to quit smoking.
Oh, you still break the deal?
Yeah, I mean, like, this is a problem. But I think, like, similar to you, it's hopefully everybody gets the luxury of being in a relationship, which I get not everybody does, but where they can be honest and say something. And
it doesn't feel good sometimes.
Right.
Most times. Heck, all the time, I think, now that I think about it.
Yeah. But
if you have that mutual respect for each other and know, like, oh, hey, they're looking out, then...
Hey, take a shower. You stink. Oh, sorry, what?
Is that what you hear?
Really, dude?
Does that hurt your feelings when she
says... No, I'm just kidding about that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's an example of one where your feelings have been hurt?
What about, like, that shirt doesn't look good on you? Like,
I don't care. I'd rather be told that. But all my shirts look good on me.
Mm-hmm.
Not every single one.
Not the cutout ones.
Because I only care about the shirt. I don't care about looks on me. You know, if I like the shirt, I just wear the shirt.
Okay.
I don't know, but I don't know. I block those out, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Good luck with that. But, yeah, you need to just tell him. And you already don't like him smoking, so you need to let him know. Either he's going to have to fix that or he's going to fix not smoking at all, and that's going to be an even bigger problem. The end. That's it. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's the most fun segment we've ever done about facts. That happens on a Friday. Fun Fact Friday. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Listen to this. In every U.S. state, when it comes to slot machines, the winner is not the person who puts in the money, but it's the person who presses the button or pulls the arm. So if somebody puts in the money, there are two people there, but somebody pushes the button pusher, legally, is the winner.
What?
A wow. Man in Florida learned the hard way. He and a female friend, they were there together. He had her push the button for good luck. They won the $100,000 jackpot, but casino officials told the guy, we have to pay her because there's no bet until the button is pressed. Things turned sour. The guy didn't get the money. The girl kept it since it was her money.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's bizarre.
Hey, that's
I
not
will
fun.
Never have someone for good luck now. I'm always like, hey, touch this. Hit this for good luck. Hit it for good luck. Oh, boy.
Isn't that
crazy? Changed my life.
That's crazy.
Bobby just changed my life.
You're welcome, buddy. Morgan.
One of the most painful stings known to mankind is from a platypus. It has poison glands in its hind legs and can release the venom using a hollow spur.
What are you trying to do to that platypus where it stings you like that?
Right? Yeah, that's a little weird.
What is a platypus? I've never
a platypus?
I think I've never seen
platypus.
That.
I think it's in the water.
Yeah, and they have the little flat bill. That's
really?
Why they're the platypus.
Yeah, they're kind of cute. They kind of look like Grimace a little bit, but they just, you know, I don't know.
I've never seen one of those.
They're cute little creatures.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd see them.
I guess they don't look like Grimace. I guess they just look like a
You're beaver thinking of a manatee.
Yeah, they look like a beaver, but with a much more giant, like, long...
No, I was thinking purple.
No.
I was thinking. All right, Eddie, what you got?
Okay, so fingernails on your dominant hand. So say you're right-handed, those fingernails grow faster than your left hand. So, Bones, you're left-handed, so your left
Why
hand...
Why is that? Does it say?
Nah, I don't know. Science, man.
Oh, I like to do that, too.
Not science, really bro. Sure. But check this out, too. It also takes 6 months... for your fingernail to grow from the base of your fingernail all the way to the end, which is crazy because I thought that fingernails grew from the top.
You did?
Yeah, I thought they just grew out like from the edge of it.
Huh. I never thought that. I don't even know that I think what you thought was stupid. I just never thought that.
Yeah.
But it's pretty stupid.
Well, which hand is it?
Your dominant hand. So what's your dominant hand?
Well, she's ambidextrous.
Your right hand. So your right hand fingernails grow faster than your left hands.
Wow. Lunchbox.
New year, new year. Nope, new year, new you. You know, people are trying to get healthy and they don't know what to do with their body.
I love that saying, new year, new year.
Yeah,
they should really market that better.
Hey, I'm just going to let you know, when you're going to the bathroom, the healthiest poop is a long log that sinks to the bottom of the toilet. That means you're eating healthy.
Thank you very much. All right.
You guys ever had one where it's like...
No, I'm not doing this early in the morning. Okay. It's early in the morning. You know what? It's always too early in the morning for that talk.
Right.
Okay. I don't need bathroom talk, okay?
Okay.
Amy?
Okay. The frequency of a cricket chirping in 15 seconds could give you the temperature outside. So what you do is, if there's crickets and you want to know the temperature, you count their chirping, 15 seconds, and then you add 37, and you'll get the Fahrenheit degrees.
I'm just going to look at my phone, I think.
Yeah, I'm just
going to use it. Yeah, I'm never going to use it.
Because if I got to time the crickets on my phone, I might as well just look at the temperature on the phone.
What if you only have a wristwatch?
Huh?
And you don't have a phone.
Other problems.
I'll probably just stick my arm outside and be on
how cold
it is.
I can't find my phone more than what's the temperature outside.
And the warmer the temperature, the faster a cricket's going to chirp.
Okay.
And listen, what if you need this for trivia one day? You're welcome.
You started off the new year with a rough one.
No. I feel like it's great.
Hey, Daniel Boone, chill out for a second. I'm going to do some stuff over here. Lil Wayne's original rap name was Shrimp Daddy.
Oh, that's cool.
With inspiration for the pseudonym coming from former Cash Money artist Pimp Daddy.
Oh. Shrimp Daddy.
Shrimp. The trench coat got its name because British and French soldiers wore those long coats in the trenches of World War I.
That's cool.
The trench coat.
Didn't know that.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to the entire community of Fayette County, Pennsylvania. Starts out with a guy, right, who's driving down the road. He sees a box on the side of the road. He's like, what is that? I've seen that for a couple of days. He pulls over, opens it up. It's three puppies. It's Mira, Mighty, and Maddox. And they've been in there for days. They're malnourished. So what does he do? He takes them over to the White Oak Animal Safe Haven.
How do you know their names?
I don't know. I think they probably named them later.
Okay, got it. I was a little confused by how he knew their names.
Yeah, so he sends them over to the Humane Society, and they take them in. There's a lot of medical expenses. So the community steps up. They start raising money, and they pay for all of the medical expenses. And now the puppies are ready to be adopted in 2 weeks after they get their vaccinations.
Which is how they got their names, probably.
Yes.
After
Mira, Mighty, and Maddox.
All M's. Wonder what that
Mira.
Was about.
Is that in Spanish, isn't that look?
Yeah.
Mira.
Okay, you guys are trying.
Yeah.
Look.
In ancient Hebrew, look, doesn't it mean...
Mighty.
And Mighty means strong.
Okay.
And Maddox means...
Listen, it's a great picture. Cubs and Braves.
Yep.
Okay, look, everybody, thank you. Eddie, great story.
Yeah.
I love that town stepped up and gave them money to help those dogs. That's what we like.
Let's go.
All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case... I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. It's time for
Easy
Trivia.
Okay.
The champion currently is
me.
Lunchbox.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Lunchbox. The category is the United States. What's the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. Eddie, what state is Disney World located?
Disney World's in Florida.
Correct. Morgan, how many stars in the American flag?
There are 50 stars.
Yeah. What's the national bird of the U.S., Amy?
The bald eagle.
Correct. That's the easiest category. Nobody goes home in the first category. Now, if you miss it, you're going to hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Your job is not to be boned by me.
Oh, my.
That's your only job.
Okay.
And you got to keep getting questions right.
Okay.
Here we go. Lunchbox, since you're the champion. Simone Biles is an athlete in the category of sports. For which sport?
Gymnastics.
Correct. Eddie, Babe Ruth is an athlete known for which sport?
Baseball.
Correct. Morgan, LeBron James is known for what sport?
Basketball.
Correct. Amy, Lionel Messi is an athlete known for what sport?
Oh, Messi is soccer.
Correct. Good job. You're all in. Nobody got boned. Animals and insects. Lunchbox, which insect is famous for its light-producing organ? Which animal, which insect, excuse me, is famous for its light-producing organ?
Lightning bug.
Correct, I'll accept it. Firefly or lightning bug. Eddie, which animal can rotate its head up to 270 degrees?
What on earth? There's an animal that can rotate how many degrees?
Which animal can rotate its head up to 270 degrees?
That's like more than once.
No, 360 would be once.
Oh, so a little less than that.
Yeah.
I don't know, an owl?
Correct.
Oh, wow. Hey, who got that?
Yeah.
Morgan, who got that?
Morgan, which insect is known for its ability to carry objects many times its own body weight?
Oh, I believe that is an ant.
Correct. Amy, what's the world's largest primate?
Okay. I'm going to go with... Does it have to be the specific...
Amy, what's the world's largest primate?
A gorilla?
Correct.
I didn't know if I needed to say silverback.
Monkey.
Okay.
Yeah. Books turned movies. Lunchbox. J.K. Rowling is the author of what book series in the 2000s and 2010s?
Harry Potter.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Eddie, Stephanie Meyer is the author of what book series that turned movies in the late 2000s and early 2010s? Stephanie Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.
Who is Stephanie Meyer? Can you repeat the question, please?
Stephanie Meyer is the author of what book series turned movies in the late 2000s and early 2010s?
Stephanie had to do Twilight.
Correct.
What is happening right now?
Morgan, Suzanne Collins is the author of what young adult dystopian book series turned movies in the 2010s?
Has to be Hunger Games.
Correct.
Wow.
Not easy trivia.
Amy, J.R.R. Tolkien is the author of what fantasy book series turned movies in the 2000s?
What? Dang it. I only knew the other three that they had.
You knew mine?
Yeah, everybody.
Susan yes. Summers?
Yes, I knew that was Twilight.
No, Stephanie Meyer, not
whatever.
Suzanne Summers.
Whatever.
J.R.R. Tolkien is the author of what fantasy book series turned movies in the 2000s?
Fantasy? Gah. Ugh. 50 Shades of Grey? I don't know.
That's where her mind goes, fantasy.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Did you read those,
Amy? Is it Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Stupid.
No, we went to your fantasy, though.
Fantasy.
It is fantasy.
You said fantasy.
No, we didn't say your fantasy. We said fantasy.
Said
Ray
fantasy.
Boner again. Boner again.
Oh. You've been boned.
Yeah, I said fantasy. It's a fantasy book series.
Fantasy. All these are fantasy.
Yeah. I didn't realize Lord of the Rings was here.
Hey.
Fantasy.
But yeah, it's fantasy. For sure. That's,
I mean, Twilight, all of them are fantasy.
The only fantasy, Amy...
Why is
it's not, you know, what?
No.
You put an E in
right.
Yeah,
I thought you were
we got to move on to 2000s. No, it says it here. Fantasy book series.
Harry Potter's a fantasy.
Okay. Yeah, fantasy.
Here we go. The 2000s. Lunchbox. One more peep from you. You'll get the first yellow card of the year. I know you want to go peep. I can tell. She has to go peep.
Peep. Watch it.
Who played the lead of Peter Parker in the 2000 superhero movie Spider-Man? The category is 2000s, Lunchbox. Who played the lead role of Peter Parker in the 2002 superhero movie Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
Correct.
Never seen it, though.
Wow. Eddie, which celebrity businesswoman was arrested in 2004 for insider trading?
Martha Stewart.
Correct. Morgan, which celebrity became the governor of California in 2003?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct. Where did the category of presidents three remain?
Yeah, I hate.
No, that's not.
Lunchbox, which president is on the $1 bill?
Do you have bills that small?
No, I don't.
What is he doing? Come on!
That could be.
What is he talking about?
Washington.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes!
Eddie, what president freed the slaves?
So dumb. Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Morgan, how many U.S. presidents have there been?
Oh my gosh.
Shoot.
It took a turn.
Yeah, you're
is that that
easy.
Hard?
Yes.
No.
We went from Washington to Lincoln to how many presidents
to
we have?
To today.
I don't know.
Guys, I know we're in the 50s.
Amy, you thought fantasy was...
You would too.
Amy's like Forrest Hump.
None of them are real.
No.
Shoot. Shut up. I thought you were throwing me a bone.
Saving Ryan's
one.
That's a different one.
That's a different one you watched. Throwing me a bone, yeah.
I thought you were.
Yeah. Morgan?
Morgan's got all the time in the world over here.
I'm just going to let y'all talk. It's in the 50s, and I'm trying to remember if Obama was 54, Trump was 55, Biden's 56. Or if it's... further up. There's been 56.
presidents.
You're on the right track, kind of.
You've been boom.
It's a decade too soon.
10 off.
Yeah, it's 46. 40? Yeah.
Are we really? Uh-huh. I really thought we were in the 40s, but it was 46.
It's 46.
I just dang it.
How? Look, here's my way to remember that is because everyone was wearing those 45 jerseys for Trump. And so it's like, okay, Trump's 45.
Oh. And they called Obama 44. They just called him that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I never called him that.
You didn't?
I didn't either.
Right. Wavelength, wrong decade.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
well.
So we're at what, 46?
Now, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Sorry.
Okay. The category
is.
The category is.
No.
Music.
Of course.
What? Why? Why, of course?
Go ahead.
Lunchbox and music, what do we call the repeating section of a song that most people know the words to?
The hook.
I'll accept it. Yeah. Hook or chorus, I'll accept that.
Ah! I know a music question. So proud of myself.
Eddie, what's the name of the person who leads an orchestra?
I mean, he's the conductor, but heard the maestro. Like in Seinfeld, is the maestro? I think it's the orchestra conductor.
Correct. Staying in music, Lunchbox.
Why can't we get out of music?
Which woodwind instrument is often played in jazz bands and has a curved shape?
Excuse me?
Which woodwind instrument is often played in jazz bands and has a curved shape?
Harp. No, it's the strings. It's
incorrect.
What?
Woodwind.
It's not a woodwind. You exactly said it was strings. So that'd be a string instrument.
Yeah, that'd be strings.
But it's made of wood.
No, not always. It'd be made of gold. Saxophone. A woodwind doesn't have to be made of wood.
I don't understand. I don't know.
Has the wooden little...
Yeah. Reed?
Yeah, reed.
Eddie, for the win, what is the term for the speed of the beats in music?
The speed of the beats. Is that the rhythm? The speed of the beats. Man, or is that the... Tempo. Let's go with tempo.
Well, if you would have said rhythm, it'd have been wrong. It's tempo.
Yeah! Woo! Let's go, baby! Man, that's how you start the new year.
We should celebrate by going to jazz night and listen to some harp.
Oh, yeah, some harp, man.
Harp solo!
Nice win, Eddie.
Wow, wow, wow.
Easy trivia,
come
Eddie.
On.
Nice job, nice job.
Give me the tiara.
All right, your big songs, your number ones. In pop, the number one song is from Tate McRae called Greedy. In hip hop, Doja Cat, Agoura Hills. And in country music, the number three song, Dan and Chase, Save Me the Trouble. Why don't you say? That song's already better than those other two. Our number, and sometimes our list is lame. And I'm like, man, country music this week sucks. But this, we had a good week here.
Yeah.
So that Dan and Chase song's better than the other two, number one. So I'm feeling pretty good. Number two, Nate Smith, World on Fire. Love it. He'll be in next week to perform. I love that guy. I was at a concert with him a few weeks ago. And then number one, and... super biased. He's a very close personal friend of myself and Eddie's.
It's my dude.
It's we love him. He's going to be in next week. But George Burge, Mind on You. I'm so excited for him. And I purposely didn't make a big deal out of him for the last 3 or 4 months because I didn't want to ruin his momentum. But what's been really great is he played a Gary Allen cover over a year ago and I messaged him and was like, hey, man. That's really good. Come do it on our show. And he's like, really? I said, yeah. And I knew George, but we weren't friends. This is a year and a half, 2 years ago. But we had known each other, and you guys had played golf a little bit.
Yeah, all the time.
And so he came in, and then he played Mind on You, which wasn't really a single. And he played it, and I was like, dang, that's so good. Like, and then the label was like, we're committed to it. He played on the Bobby Bones Show. People loved it. And then it's at number one. So that's a testament to our listeners. And we try not to talk about it until it hit number one because we don't want anybody to go, oh, yeah, we'll just buy a bone show. We'll pull it.
Yeah, good thing you didn't do that.
Yes, I am so happy for him. He's just the greatest guy. Greatest guy in the whole wide world. So, yeah, congratulations. Your number one song, George Burge, Mind on You.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Andy Cohen has a podcast called Daddy Diaries, and he shared that he totally got scammed. And you wouldn't think that someone like Andy Cohen would fall for this because it was a phone call. from his quote-unquote bank after he clicked a fake email, and he lost a large amount of money. And the reason why he thought it was real is because he really did recently lose his bank card. So it all tied together.
Numbers game.
Mm-hmm. And then the scammers apparently set up call forwarding, so fraud alert calls got sent to them instead of Andy. So he never got his, like, hey, did you do this call? Because they were receiving it. How sophisticated is that?
Dang, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. His advice to others when they receive fraud alert.
You just don't know who to trust anymore.
Well, he says you need to physically go into your bank branch and figure out what to do.
Yes.
Is there anyone there at the bank branch?
Yeah. But you have to go at certain hours.
Yeah, they don't have drive-thrus anymore.
Some do.
I mean,
mine doesn't.
Oh, mine are all shut. They're
so annoying.
Wouldn't really.
I go right down the street and I have to go in, and the windows where you used to go drive-thrus are just like, I don't know, like put cabinets in front of them.
Yeah, man, they're like boards.
Yeah, it's really sad looking.
It's the end of the world, Ty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stinks. But yeah, now we're having to actually do things old school again because they got so new school.
Right. Yeah. So even if you maybe, what if they intercept your outgoing calls you're trying to call to see your bank?
No, but what's
like,
crazy is they are the
what
ones
that
told
him. What if they build a fake
him.
Bank and then you go into it?
On the phone, they said, hey, we need you to allow the calls to come to us. So he said, yeah, I'll set it up for you.
Over, yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
All right.
Okay, so this is
also I'm surprised he doesn't have a person to do that for him.
True, that too.
Yeah, like an accountant who does that if he's handling all his money. Okay, go ahead.
This is not an ad, so just prefacing it with that, but I always love fun food combos that restaurants put out, and Sonic is putting out a peanut butter bacon burger and shake.
This is not an ad, you promise?
Yeah, not an ad. All caps. I do other restaurants too.
No, I hear you.
All caps, not an ad. I just thought it's inspired by Elvis.
It's a shake? It's a burger shake?
So there's
shake?
A burger option with peanut butter on the burger. So it's got two beef patties, bacon, peanut butter, melted cheese, and grilled onions.
I guess if you like peanut butter, I hate peanut butter. So it doesn't matter who's doing that.
And
but
then,
I wonder if somebody that likes peanut butter would like peanut butter bacon burger.
I'll try it. And I love peanut butter. And then they have a peanut butter bacon shake. So there's two options and they're inspired by Elvis Presley.
I hear you. It's just the peanut butter to me throws it all off. So I'm not in that. I bet it's good. If you like that, I bet Sonic makes it as good as anybody. But to me,
Elvis liked peanut butter in his burger.
Elvis, well, like peanut butter bananas?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Well,
yeah.
And then so I was Googling
TCB,
it.
Man.
Take care of business. Yeah.
I thought it was peanut butter bananas too, but I guess there are some variations where it's peanut butter, banana, and bacon.
It must be good. Again, these companies don't put out things where they're like, let's just try it and see what happens nationally. They test it in some places, do research. I bet it's good if you like peanut butter. I just hate peanut butter.
Well, it's going to be available starting on Monday through February 4th, so you can try it out for yourself.
Monday next week. We should get... Scuba, can we get a couple of these?
Oh, yeah, easily, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to eat it because I hate peanut butter.
Is this regional or this is an actual, like, national?
It's probably, like, Morocco. Amy's just bringing us, like, a random Sonic in Morocco. We'll figure it out. All right, what else?
So, a Utah man, LeGrand Gold, was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in 2021. And then just before the holidays, he was given 6 months to live. And on his bucket list, meeting Dolly Parton was on it. Well, she couldn't get to him in person. So she did the next best thing, and she called him on the phone and serenaded him with a few lines from I Will Always Love You.
Okay, well, I should have sung that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, will you?
I will always love you. Oh. I will always love LG.
Yeah.
That's his nickname, man. LG.
That's awesome.
So sweet.
You could hear they were going to ask Dolly to do it, but she just did it anyway.
Yeah.
Dolly's the best. Dang, that's gives me like... I feel sad for them, but happy for them. What is this called? Emotions? Oh, I have
yes.
them.
Yes.
I have them. Yes. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Samantha Ramirez is working at the Waffle House in Parker, Colorado. When a group of guys come in, she says, how many in your party? 5. Right this way, gentlemen. She sits them down, hands them menus, comes back, takes their order, and they get them smothered, covered, and peppered, you know, all that good stuff. They eat, and when they leave her a $1,000 tip.
Wow.
It turns out the guy was Justin Simmons. He plays for the Denver Broncos. He was there with his friends, gave her a $1,000 tip, and she's freaking out, going crazy. And management's like, well, you know, you got to wait because we got to make sure that's a valid tip. So they had to fly someone from the headquarters in Atlanta to Colorado.
Wait, they can't just like do it on Zoom?
That's not
like, didn't COVID happen? We can do a lot of stuff on Zoom.
And
now.
They all had to sit there while the guy flew
No. They had to go
and
to...
And how much was the flight? Like... $500 there and back that quick?
I would think they had points.
Probably. Amy,
I mean, it's kind of crazy. They had to validate the thing, but they had to send someone there to validate the tip, and it was validated, and she got the $1,000.
What did you pay the tip with? Like, why do you need to validate that?
Well, because he probably wrote it on the credit card and wrote $1,000. So then they had to make sure that someone didn't just accidentally write $1,000, or
yen or pesos.
She didn't write it in herself. I don't know. I'm just telling you that she got it validated in time for the holidays, and she needed that money to give her five kids a good Christmas.
They got to fly somebody in. What's the difference?
Huh.
Also, they can't drive. Also, they're in Denver. Were they in Denver?
Yeah.
Okay. They don't have. Denver's a big city. All right. Thank you. I love the reason of the story. That's what it's all about.
I mean, they
said. Thank you.
Just tell me something good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on kindsnacks.com today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.